Jimmy Maloney, good morning, buddy.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good, good, good. Maybe you're thinking about the next stage, mate, after losing to the Gold Coast on the weekend.
No, not yet, mate. I'll give me a little bit of time, hopefully.
Oh, what Jeez. Happened? What was the video like?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't very, very compelling viewing. You know, it was pretty hard to take and just probably highlights what, you know, the initial thoughts were after the game, that we really threw away two competition points after a performance like that. And just disappointing. You know, that consistency, you know, we go through, you know, tiny little periods in the game where we do things well. And, you know, we probably had one of our better attacking games and found points and that, probably for the first time this year, but you know, when we don't have our defence on and we concede, you know, many, you know, really soft tries. So yeah, it's a little bit frustrating.
I thought it was a misprint. The team stat says you missed 67 tackles. The team.
Yeah, and that was the frustrating thing. The week before against the Tigers, we were really, really strong defensively. You know, they scored off kicks, and you know, and I think through the week against the Titans, we knew they had a real emphasis on last plays, and that we had to be really good in our last play defence. And I think we conceded the three tries on last tackles. So, like, it's just a little frustrating that, you know, we spoke about, you know, what was going to happen all week, and then we're still getting done by it. So yeah, there's still plenty of work for us to do, and we're still a long way off putting in a complete performance. But, you know, once again, I suppose if you're looking at the positives, it's the game that was there to be won, and we were so far from where we need to be.
Yeah. I'm going to throw two words up, Jimmy, and it might be completely off. Is it a lack of urgency, or is there complacency in the squad, knowing that you've got a talented team, and then you're just not getting the job done, and that leads to frustration?
Yeah, we just thought through the week, because we probably thought that once, a couple of occasions when we went ahead in the game was probably our worst periods, and whether that was a case of, oh, now in front, now it will all just happen and fall into place, you know, maybe. You know, whether that was the case or not, but we've sort of tried to address that. That, you know, when we get in front, that's the time where you really need to pick it up a level and you know, really drive them on. But we just didn't do that. I think there possibly could have been a bit of, oh, okay, now it'll start to happen, and just waiting for it to happen. Where you know, lives better than anyone, you know. In footy, it doesn't just happen. You've got to make it happen. So that's our challenge on Thursday when we come up against the Sharkies.
Mate, I know they're injury riddled, right? The Sharks, but they're a club where you've got to make it happen, because they won't go away. They're that sort of side. They normally don't beat themselves, Jimmy. You've got to beat them.
Yeah, exactly right. And we, you know, sort of, depending on how their lineup goes, it's sort of irrelevant to us, because we've got so much, you know, in our own backyard we need to sort out. Mm. So, you know, whoever they put out, you know, I don't think the way we're playing at the moment, we can't afford to take anyone lightly. You never can, but especially the way we're sort of performing, we've got so much improvement we need to come up with and focus on that. I think, you know, whoever turns out for this, it's sort of going to be available.
Yeah, and I think that's the key for Penrith. I think there's so much improvement left in you. You've already got a couple of wins for the season. When you get both aspects of your game right, you'll be hard to beat. And the thing that you need to get right is obviously your defence. I mean, that's just obvious. But you've got to do that with a collective effort rather than, you know, the individuals making a few errors here and there and putting you under fatigue. But those critical tackles everyone needs to make.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think it's important, a big thing. I think you know, going back through the thing, we conceded a few, you know, really soft and silly penalties. And, you know, there were periods there that once we conceded a penalty, we didn't touch the ball for 10 minutes, you know, and you just can't have those periods in games at this level. Like, you just invite sides back into the game. And, yeah, it's something we just seem to be doing at the moment. So we need to be a lot more disciplined and, hopefully build on the attack that started to come on the weekend, but get that defence back on.
And having said that, you give the Titans some credit. I mean, they had close to 60% of possession. They completed well into their 80s. They were about 85, 86%. And they played some decent football. And toss in the fact that they've got a couple of former players playing against their former club. So they were pretty good, the Titans.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, we gave them the opportunity and they took full advantage of it. As I said, there were periods we didn't touch the ball for 10 minutes. So, you know, you've got to be doing things right there. They got a lot of athletes, things like that. So, they did what they needed to do to get that win and get off the duck egg they were on. So, it's just disappointing that they did it against us.
Any finger pointing out there? Everyone's still on the same hymn sheet? Everyone's still happy?
Yeah. Oh, as happy as you can be when you're sort of losing those games. But, there's no dramas. It's just, you know, you ride the roller coaster in that league season, unfortunately, and your moods go with the results on the weekend, you know. So it's just that parcel of it. But, there's nothing, fighting or anything in terms of that. You know, we're all
sweet.
We just got to get ourselves out of it.
Yeah. How is the combination with you and Nathan? Obviously, you know, we talk about it every week when you're not winning and when teams aren't winning, that it's the halves that come under the pump. You would have been a little bit more happier, wouldn't you, with the way that you gelled in attack the other day?
Yeah, got a few touches. We had a look together through our good ball stuff yesterday, Arvo, actually. And there's still lots of improvement we can find there. But there were some better touches and things together. So, it's something we'll keep build on. But, again, it's something that incorporates everyone, you know. It's us sort of working on the same page and working for the same thing. But then bringing everyone into it and making sure, the timings on our plays and all that sort of stuff is, because I think those simple things would be just at the mark, with our timings of runners and things like that. So, still lots to improve on.
I know there's weeks left, Jimmy, and I know you hold that blue jersey at Origin level so dearly to your heart, but Luke Keary's making a compelling case currently for the Roosters. Do you feel like you're under siege?
No, mate, there's definitely, at the moment, I suppose if you're looking at my form and you'd definitely say there's a fair case for him to take the jersey. But I've still always opposed it, but it'll be in my control. I can't control how he's playing. He's playing really good footy. From Blues' perspective, that's what we want. Players all playing well. I suppose I think we've got about 5 or 6 weeks, but if I turn the form around and start playing really good footy, then hopefully the call goes my way.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time before Origin 1. Origin 1's not till June. So you've got about 6 games there, Jimmy, and I'm sure that you and the Panthers team will come good, starting with a strong performance against Cronulla on Thursday night, mate. So we wish you all the best in that game. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure.